made up not very long ago. When I first started doing this, the first person I saw do it was Jerry Jeff Walker. And the next person I saw do it was John Prine. People ask me what John was like a lot. I met him when he was making demos for that record called The Missing Year. And I got to be the one who drove him around. And then he took care of me after that, always. And people ask what he's like. And I remember the first time I sang with him, I didn't have a pick. I came out, I said, I forgot my pick. And he had like 200 of them on a table. And he said, grab one of those. And I reached down to grab one. He said, not that one. That's really what he's like. Also, though, the main thing that I've been telling people, and I'll tell you, that I saw that he did, that different people just can't do, or that even other singers I know that are seen as profound as that, they don't do this. We had just flown 14 hours or something. We were miserable. We were hungover. We were tired. We'd been on tour for a while. We had flown over to, I think it was Amsterdam, and we were going to play someplace. We had a two-hour drive after we landed. Some guy came to pick us up, and he starts heading down the road, and John says, I think it's that way. And the guy says, no, it's this way. And about an hour and a half later, he realizes that he was wrong. And when he said so, you could tell that everybody in that car, nobody said anything, but you could feel that everybody in that car was angry, except for John Prine. And it wasn't because he had just read a self-help book or got sober or saved. It wasn't a new thing he was going through. He said to that kid, that's all right, man. It's fun to drive around. And the last time, you know, he had done that last tour, I got to go open for him on the West Coast. The first night, he didn't close with the same song he always closed with his whole life. He closed with a song called Leighton Reed.
Yeah.
Instead of just walking off like he'd done his whole life, he sat the guitar down and started doing like Jimi Hendrix, like he was pulling flames out of it or something. Then he started doing this kind of a gopher from Caddyshack sort of thing. And I was over there going, what the fuck? And then he throws like the salt shaker in. I'm like, here he's starting to really do this. And then he really moving. I'd seen him dance, but never on stage. And he was going for it, like sizzling. Then he walked out to the front and turned around like Rod Stewart and shook his butt around. I couldn't believe it. And then he did like he was pointing and winking at everybody. And then he pulled out a gold chain watch and swung it as he walked out. Everybody was crying and laughing. It was like he just made the last second shot somehow. And I still think about that. He did that every night, that whole tour. That meant something.